coffee, lettuce, and tomato too.
A man. A woman. A hamburger. A bun.
My uncle used to love me, but you died.
The Montreal Burger Report with Chris, Zeke, and Linda. Extra Pickles. Good day, and welcome to episode 61 of the Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, Chris, Zeke, and Linda. Extra Pickles. Besner.
I have two pickles. I have two pickles today. Hey.
Are still at the newest and freshest entry in the incredible Montreal burger world. Burger.
Meal.
Zeke and Extra Pickles discuss the structural integrity of the burgers at Burger.
Meal.
Zeke thinks quick on his feet, and Extra Pickles falls in love with the mayonnaise.
Burger stability, not of the patty itself, but of the entire burger bun to bun, the structural integrity of what's in your hand. Which actually, surprisingly, is holding together from what I've
seen. That looks good to you?
Yeah, well, in terms of, it does fit normally if, like, you eat it, if one were to eat this two-handed,
yeah.
It obviously would not fall apart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One-handed,
You're running some risks.
It is, but there, it's, you put yours down numerous times, and the only things that are falling out are a couple of lettuce leaves.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Yes, I would say that I'm not handling it in the most professional way. And given my amateurish, you know, way of conducting myself with this burger, I think it's giving me quite a lot of leeway. You know, it looks pretty good. I'm not kind of like holding the bun on by a thread. Oh, the outside of
yes.
the patty.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, no, I think those peppercorns are really making it happen for me. Mm-hmm. It looks great, you know. Mm-hmm. It really, just on a color basis of what I'm seeing in front of me, it's kind of presenting me with that, you know, that kind of happy, lucky, you know, it looks from the outside like it could be, it's very reassuring on the outside. And then when you bite it and it's kind of a bright pink because it's so rare, which I love, but it just kind of, it gives no hint of that from the outside, which I think is great. It's got a little mystery happening.
No, on mine I actually have a crust, which I think is the technical chemical term is a Maillard reaction.
What?
There, in terms of there's a way of making hamburgers called a smash burger technique.
Wow.
Which you can't do because you have a grill here. Because normally, when you make a burger, the last thing you want to do is squish it. However, if you have fresh ground beef. And you put it on a very, very hot grill, i.e. 500 degrees plus. And then you press down.
Wow.
You end up making a crust. That chemical reaction of the meat hitting the very hot grill is apparently called a Maillard reaction. At least that's what Wikipedia says.
Who's Maillard?
Some French chemist.
Wow.
A legacy. And apparently... the browning action where the crust or the exterior of foods become sort of crusty is, it's not only limited to hamburgers, it's all sorts of foods. And so French fries, bread, that's all.
As well.
Yes.
Cool.
And yeah, there I think it's due entirely to just being a really hot grill here. But yeah, if you look on mine, you can see how that would be considered like a crust.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like of a completely different consistency from the inside of the burger.
It's a relatively thick patty.
I would say so.
Like
about
half an inch, three quarters of an inch?
By the unscientific principle of, you know, putting my fingernail next to it, I would say it's an inch.
Okay. Yeah, we've discussed the juiciness, because they are very juicy, but that I think is more... It'd be interesting to come back and order, like, a well-done burger or a medium burger to see the comparison in juiciness.
Now, is your burger juicier than mine? Or am I absorbing it with other condiments and things?
There, it's... You notice my burger arrived, and I started eating.
Mm.
There, when you have... When you roast a turkey or roast beef, you take it out of the oven, and then you let it sit before carving, so that the juices all absorb back in. You took your time to eat your hamburger, plus you eat it way slower, which then gave the juices much more time to go back in.
That is kind of blowing my mind. I didn't realize that my, you know, slow-paced kind of consumption was having so much effect on the consistency of my burger.
Well, it's also, you notice the first when you started eating, it was going down, and then it stopped, and it stopped.
Good point.
It also is, this is just purely me making it up based on observation and knowledge. It's not, it to me is making perfect sense.
I completely believe you.
But I just have been wrong before. I will be wrong again. Does not mean I'm necessarily right now.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. I think on a level of seeming true, 10 on 10. This mayonnaise is delicious.
Oh, now you're putting the mayonnaise on the burger.
I know. I'm getting crazy like that. How, what tastes different about meat that's been ground on site?
It just does. But there, it's, I'm just trying to come up, because I'm a big fan of analogies. So I'm just trying to come up with an appropriate analogy in a cultural media that you would be... You would understand. And the first one, given that Bachman Turner Overdrive is playing in the background, it's sort of like the difference between seeing Bachman Turner Overdrive in 1977, when this was a big hit, at the Forum or in Winnipeg, versus seeing a cover band play the same exact song as well, hitting every single note as it's supposed to be. Or it could be... Yeah, I was trying to figure out some sort of literary thing. Oh, and yeah, that would be the difference between, because initially I was thinking Dickens, because there it's, he was the first one that came to mind as somebody who published differently than now.
In what way?
In terms of he published serials in the newspapers.
Right.
And now you just read the whole thing as a novel.
Okay.
But no, there it's more along the lines of taking something that was initially published as either a chapbook or an artist book, that then once the the writer gets famous, then gets compiled into the collected poems or the collected stories of, and sort of loses that sort of... Oh, I can use the big-ass term, verisimilitude.
Oh, look at you.
Did I use it properly?
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to need to get more Coke. I will be back.
Pardon? Okay. No, you want... Oh, yes. Okay. You look like you're coughing. You're about to...
difficult.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But
I also...
Thank you very much for listening to episode 61 of the Montreal Burger Report. Where Chris Zeke Hand and Linda Extra Pickles Besna.
I have two pickles today.
Discussed the aesthetic nature of the black and blue burger and the Maillard reaction. Tune in next week when the microphone is turned over to Redda, the man in charge of Burger. Who's his partner? Where do his clients come from? And what about their reactions? Find the answers to these and other questions next week in episode 62 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy high five.
Burger DeVille is located at 59 Westminster in Montreal West. Their phone number is 514-564-9902, and they are open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9 at night. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and Extra Pickles go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them. It's your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders in Montreal. There's a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburger@gmail.com. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Kristen C. Hand. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, the Sweetback Sisters, and the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com for the music, and you for listening.